This is Skyron Blau reporting for Food for Mzansi. Farmers and agripreneurs who wish to apply for government's Comprehensive Agricultural Support Program, or CASP, need to hurry. Applications close on the 31st of July. Chief Director for Farmer Support and Development in the Western Cape, Jerry Aris, explains what the program is about.
The purpose of this funding is to increase production on current smallholder or commercial farms. The other purpose is to get farmers market ready and also access to markets. The grant can be used for agri-processing or value-adding on farm. Furthermore, you can use the grant funding to support farming infrastructure on farm, infrastructure or inputs like irrigation systems, soil preparation, chemicals, mechanization, or even to supply a borehole for water. There are two types of clients that can apply for this grant. The first one that I want to mention is the subsistence farmers, and they can apply for either community or household projects. The criteria for this community or household projects are the following. You must have access to land, whether it's your own land or lease land. What is important is that you must provide either a lease agreement or proof of ownership of the land. Furthermore, the department would like to have a lease arrangement for at least 3 to 5 years where land is leased. You must have access to irrigation water on this piece of land, whether it's your own or leased, or you must be willing to use recycled water. We are not recommending municipal drinking water at this stage as it is a scarce resource and it's also very expensive. The other criteria is that for the subsistence farmers, whether it's community or household projects, is that we give preference to people on the municipal indigent register because we assume they are battling at this stage and they are the poorest of the poor. The second group of farmers that we are supporting with this grant funding is the smallholder or the black commercial farmers. The criteria is also more or less the same, but we also need a lease agreement. And for this category of farmers that I'm referring to, the smallholder and the commercial farmers, we need at least a lease arrangement for 9 years, 9 years, 11 months. Or whenever you are planting long-term crops like fruit trees or vineyards, therefore we need a 15-year lease agreement. It's also important that you must create jobs with this grant funding, as this is a very strong criteria for this category of farmers. If you are applying for an equity scheme where it is for the empowerment of workers, then you must comply with the latest Agri-BEE framework.
CASP was introduced 16 years ago to, amongst other things, produce high levels of productive efficiency, create on and or farm job opportunities, and increase income levels in the rural economy. Cape Town hydroponics farmer Byron Boyson says the funding gave his agribusiness a much needed boost.
CASP funding has helped us to establish infrastructure and production inputs for the expansion of our business. Our business entailing cultivating hydroponic vegetables in greenhouses, of which if we haven't received CASP funding, we would not have been able to produce high quality vegetable in small space that we have available. Hydroponics is the ability to cultivate fruits and vegetables in a way that you do not need land or soil, and we use a medium called sawdust where we use drip irrigation to cultivate our plants. We mainly focusing on tomatoes, and CASP funding has gave us the exposure to utilize it by getting training and especially getting to be the expert in the area of hydroponics in our field.
Western Cape Minister of Agriculture, Dr. Ivan Meyer, explains why it is so important to invest in the youth of the Western Cape.
My visit to a young tunnel farmer in Kraaifontein confirms our view that an investment in the youth in agriculture is an investment in the future in the Western Cape. Our Elsenburg Agricultural Training Institute will continue to invest in education, training and support of young people in the Western Cape for the love of agriculture.
For more information, go to foodformzanzi.co.za.
Life in South Africa can be a lot. I mean, scroll through Twitter for a minute and tell me I'm wrong. Thank God for South Africans though, right? We're inspiring, and even on the bad days, we fight back with a smile. That's why I love Food for Mzansi so much. They're not ashamed to celebrate the ordinary unsung heroes who work every day to put food on our nation's tables. Go to foodformzanzi.co.za and never miss an inspiring story.